Montreal tabled its 2026 budget on Monday. It's the first under new mayor Soraya Martinez-Ferrada. The leader of Ensemble Montréal took office late last year, bringing 8 years of Projet Montréal governance to a close and a new fiscal direction to City Hall.
The credit card of the city was maxed out.
The balanced budget of $7.67 billion represents a 5.4% increase from last year, which is above the rate of inflation. Residential property taxes in Central City will see inflationary increases of 3.4%, which will average out to 3.8% due to hikes at the borough level. And the mayor has promised to cut jobs at City Hall in a long-term project to curb spending and cover the city's debts.
The only way for us to have the capacity to dream and have those big projects that we want to do is we have to be responsible with our finances.
For researchers and community groups, the budget is a mixed bag and presents more minor changes from Projet Montréal than you might expect. Ferrada said her top priorities were homelessness and housing, provincial responsibilities that Montreal has been pressured to do more on. The budget saw an extra $20 million for groups working on the ground to combat homelessness. That's a tripling of the city's current budget.
Budget is about choices, and our first choice and the absolute priority is the fight against homelessness.
That extra funding has been met with a largely positive response. But whether we can consider housing and homelessness the top budget priorities is another matter, says Catherine Lucier of the social housing group FRAPRU.
Where are we spending money, right? Like if we don't consider public security, which is 17%, social housing is only like 4%. So we consider that maybe the administration could do better in terms of investment, in terms also of keeping what we have for supporting the development of social housing.
Although the city is continuing Projet Montréal's fund to acquire buildings for affordable and social housing to the tune of $580 million over 10 years, Lucier says Ensemble's plan is less clear that those buildings will be kept out of private hands.
With the Loger Plus, we were having a better guarantee that it was only nonprofit organization, co-ops, low-income housing that will, you know, acquire those.
She's also worried about the end of the 2020 bylaw, a controversial piece of legislation which saw developers pay the city to escape social housing obligations. Ensemble Montréal says they'll try and offer incentives to developers to build social and affordable housing instead.
Obviously, we understand that this money is not going to come anymore. So obviously, it's worrying to maybe see that social housing might not be a priority in the development anymore.
Another big election issue last fall was transit. Public transit is seeing a 6% increase in the budget, though it and active transit are playing a lesser role than under the Valérie Plante administration, according to transit financing researcher Lancelot Rodrigue.
It's not as drastic of a change as many people that were pushing for, like more like car investment were hoping for, but I would say it is still a reduction in investment. Like bike infrastructure investments are also going down, where even though they're maintaining funds for maintenance of the current system, like there's going to be again like a slowdown in growth.
And Montreal's bike share network will be under pressure as plans show a reduction in city spending on Bixi by half.
It would likely slow growth, but one other possibility would be that the prices would go up, which again would be harmful because one of the main advantages of Bixi is that it's cheap.
Even though the STM is getting more funding, the agency says that won't be enough to keep staffing levels. They're cutting their workforce this year by 300 jobs and putting projects like elevators on the back burner as they still struggle with deficits. The Rodrigue says the problems are larger than what the city can solve.
The issue mainly is it's outside of the hands of the city because the city cannot in and of itself pay for all of this.
But policing scholar Ted Rutland says the city is making choices that show citizens what its priorities are.
So they're once again, you know, going to, I think, eliminate 300 positions in 2026 at the STM while increasing the number of security agents, which they call constables spéciaux.
When it comes to policing more broadly, Montreal police are getting an $860 million budget. That's a $36 million increase from last year. And Rutland says there's no guarantee the SPVM will spend within that limit.
They also, in the budget, reported that the SPVM will go over budget in 2025 by $60 million. That's $60 million that the police just budgeted for itself. There is no other police force in Canada that overspends its budget to this extent.
He says the risk of overspending is especially high with yesterday's announcement to bring body cameras to the force.
They said to implement body cameras, we will invest $40 million over 10 years starting next year. But there's no way that introducing police body cameras will cost that little. They seem to be factoring in the cost of the technology alone. They're sort of treating body cameras like a television set that you buy at Best Buy. You just buy it, put it in your apartment, and there you go. But police body cameras require a tremendous amount of human resources to archive, to manage, and to make useful all the video recordings that the body cameras produce. An SPVM report in 2019 estimated that the introduction of body cameras would require them to hire 200 more people at a cost of around $200 million per year.
For Rutland, stopping the police overspend should be a top priority if Ferrata is serious about tightening the city's belt.
Of course, that's money that could be spent on many things that we need. People who work in homelessness could talk about what that would do. Presumably, it would provide a decent place to stay for a large amount of the people who are sleeping on the streets every night.
You can find all the budget documents online at montreal.ca. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.